Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? In the season's worst conditions, winter tires are a game changer. They elevate traction, control, and confidence. They sell only the best, like the full line of Hankook tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to your one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is the best of two pros and a cup of Joe with LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox on Fox Sports Radio.
So this is going to be a fun one. Listen, a lot of people very happy that the college football is back, the return of college football. The game last night between LSU and Florida State was absolutely bananas. We got another one to work with later on tonight with Georgia Tech and Clemson kicking off in Atlanta later on this evening. But last night was on full display. All right, it's very obvious that people feel the way that they feel about a certain somebody in the world of college football. There's a brand new villain in the world of college football, and that villain's name is Brian Kelly. Now, Brian Kelly made a decision, and it was a decision that was not very well liked by a lot of people. But if you've paid any attention to Brian Kelly's story or in his background, ask the people in Cincinnati about Brian Kelly. He bolted for them, similarly to how he bolted Notre Dame to go to LSU, and he left the Bearcats to go to Notre Dame. And if I'm not mistaken, it was right before a bowl game as well, too. So, Brian, this isn't like this is the first trip around this sort of circus for Brian Kelly. It's not. Like, this is kind of what he's done before. This is par for the course when it comes to Brian Kelly. But it was funny because last night, if you didn't watch the game, and all you did was go on social media, and all you did was look at some of the reactions and some of the feedback from people on social media, you would have thought LSU was getting buried by four touchdowns. You would have thought it was a disaster. You had memes. You had GIFs. You had all sorts of stuff that was being thrown out there because everybody was rallying and rooting against Brian Kelly. It was phenomenal. And all it did was showcase that this has nothing to do with Brian Kelly, the coach, has nothing to do with the situation at LSU. And the situation at LSU is this. They were in the market for a head coach because they've been on a little bit of a downslide since their national championship year with Coach O, who, you know, the pictures of Coach of Ed Orgeron and, you know, one of his female acquaintances laying in a bed together started to resurface last night. That was always fun for anybody else to watch. If you wanted to get creeped out at all, that was always something you could tune into. But like, the whole thing with Brian Kelly is fascinating because it's got zero to do with him as a coach. This has everything to do with Brian Kelly and his fake Louisiana accent that he had at an LSU basketball game. Has nothing to do with him as a coach. Like I said, he's pulled this stuff before. He's left a program to go to another one. Like, Notre Dame fans are like, why the hell would you leave us? What do you mean? He did the same thing to Cincinnati. And by the way, got about $90 million a year. Or $90 million over, what, 8 or 9 year stretch to go to LSU? Dude's getting paid. But all of this has to do with the fact that he showed you how everything was made. That's all this is. For example, it's Labor Day, right? It's going to be a lot of people out there barbecuing. It's going to be a lot of people out there coming up later on. They're going to be ripping beers. Maybe, you know, one or two heaters behind their ear. You know, flask in the back pocket. So when you tell your wife, like, hey, I'm going to go out there and check on the chicken, you lift the grill lid up and you duck down and start slamming out of the flask. Come on, it's the oldest trick in the book. We all know it. Come on, guys. Everybody knows it. You know the old song and dance. Don't want her to see me having another beer, so you make sure you don't actually leave any of the cans around or any of the bodies. So what do? You dump everything into a cup, and then you make sure that you're the one that takes out the trash. Okay, that is rule number one. Don't want her to see any of this stuff. I'll be the guy to take out the trash. And then you'll throw a steak on the grill. You know, you'll season it, you'll sauce it up, and you'll slow cook it so it takes a little bit longer so you can have a couple of more drinks. Like, this is what everybody, a lot of people are going to be pulling this stunt later on today. Trust me, I've been there. All right, every trick in the book. Here's the reality, though. You're satisfied and you're happy cooking the steak. You're even more happy eating the steak. You probably don't want to see how that steak got to the supermarket, though, right? Like, the supermarket near my house, they got ribeyes on sale, like one of those value pack deals, to where it's like $7.99 a pound. I can assure you, those things are going to be almost gone when I go to the store later on to pick up a ribeye. And the only reason I'm doing it is because, hey, it's not a fancy steakhouse quality, but it's going to be quality enough to where I could throw it on the grill, and if I add enough seasoning, not bad. And I'll work with that. Let me tell you something. I don't want to know how that steak got to that supermarket. Not interested. Okay? I've seen No Country for Old Men. I know what that cattle bullet does. All right? I've seen all I need to see. I don't want to see how that steak got to that shelf and into my bag that I probably have to pay 10 cents for because I forgot the bag at home to bring home, to throw on a grill, to slow cook so I can drink more just so my wife doesn't know what's going on. I don't want to see how it got there. I'm not interested. Because once I see how it gets there, all of a sudden it makes me think differently about the steak. All Brian Kelly did was show you how the steak got there. Brian Kelly has pulled this before. He's left another program to go to another program for a better opportunity. He's used programs as a stepladder to get to where he wanted to get to. His problem was, he showed you how full of it he is. So when he goes to an LSU basketball game and sounds like one of the crab fishermen off the original True Detective in Louisiana, you kind of scratch your head and go, wait, what? Aren't you from the Northeast? What are we doing here, dude? That was his problem. Not that he left the program. Not that he went somewhere else. Yeah, you know, you could say, well, you know, he could have waited. He could have done all these things. Absolutely. And Brady Quinn has nailed that from the get-go. But when he showed up and all of a sudden had the fake Louisiana accent and all the other things that came along with it, there was the video of him dancing with some recruit, which was creepy enough. Like, those guys, you know, were playing Twister on a dinner tray. It's like, come on, can we get a little bit of space here? And then the guy ends up leaving anyways, and he goes to Alabama. Right, the whole thing was creepy. But Brian Kelly showed you, oh yeah, I can be full of it. And here's the example. I can talk and give a fake accent, and here's the example. That's why people were burying him last night. That game was fun. LSU was in that game, got down to the wire, and once the extra point was blocked, you would have thought the worst person on planet Earth had just been convicted to a life sentence in prison. Everybody was cheering against LSU. Everybody was cheering against Brian Kelly. All of a sudden, everybody was a Florida State fan. See, that's what you get, Brian Kelly. What do you do? Same thing he did to Cincinnati when he went to Notre Dame. Oh, it's because he was full of it, and he told you he was full of it. Had he just kept his mouth shut and talked normally, he probably wouldn't have gotten as much heat as he got. So let's take a listen. Here was Brian Kelly. Let's hear whether or not he sounds like he's from Louisiana. This was after the loss last night in his debut as LSU head coach.
I'm not here to, you know, say we take any solace in a loss. That's not why I'm here at LSU to learn about great lessons in losses. But the reality of it is we've got some learning to do. We've got to coach better and we've got to play better.
If he would have sounded like that, same tone, same sort of vibe, no BS, do you think some of the pushback on Brian Kelly would be as heavy as it is? Because I don't. I really don't. Coaches leave programs all the time. It happens all the time. Like, coaches end up going, like, there's an old story. There was a story from, and this came out years later, but Barry Switzer, and I remember hearing this story, that Barry Switzer would go, if he was going to a recruit's house, sometimes he would go around the side yard before he walked in the door, and he would look in the trash cans to see what kind of beer the dad drank. So when he walked into the house and he sat down, the dad would say, "Can I get you something to drink?" And he'd be like, "Well, only if it's an old Milwaukee, because I don't drink anything else." Huh, funny you say that. I'm the same way. Get out of here. They're all full of crap. All of them. Brian Kelly just spilled the beans. He told you how it's made. Well, this is the game. I got to lie a little bit. And he may have made an ass of himself. But if you're watching that game last night, if you just looked at the reaction and the overwhelming negativity towards anything LSU, you would have thought they were getting blown out by 60 points. I'm thinking to myself, this is a 7-point game. And it's an opening game. So there's going to be some mistakes. And you got a brand new head coach there. And they go down the field, almost the entire length of the field. They score with a second remaining. And then they get an extra point blocked. And then once the extra point gets blocked, what's the immediate feedback? Huh, that's what you get for not going for two. Hold on a second. They had all the momentum. If that game goes to overtime, based on how LSU was playing and Florida State was playing, who do you give the advantage to? Because I'll take LSU. They had all the momentum. We've seen this play out in the NFL. Chiefs, Bills, divisional round. Kansas City had all the momentum. Remember Patriots Chiefs in the AFC Championship game? Kansas City never got the football back. Never touched it again. Same with the Falcons Patriots Super Bowl. That game went to overtime. Atlanta never saw the ball again. Once New England got it to start the overtime, it was over. They had all the momentum. LSU had all the momentum. And if not for a blocked extra point, we could be talking about a crazy comeback win. Nuts on the table, length of the field drive to get into overtime for Brian Kelly in his debut. Instead, what we get is everybody burying the guy. I'm not trying to ball wash him. I'm not trying to be part of the Brian Kelly Defense League. I'm just saying this has got less to do with the fact that he left Notre Dame to go to LSU, and it's got everything to do with the fact that the guy gave a fake Louisiana accent and let everybody know how the stuff was made.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do it yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. Make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Obviously a busy Monday following a wild weekend in college football. We've got another one to play with coming up later on between Clemson and Georgia Tech. That'll be a good time. We saw, you know, the debut of Brett Venables at Oklahoma and them getting it done there. They got a win in week one. So everybody's really fired up. And speaking of Oklahoma, Baker Mayfield, guy just can't help himself, man. He cannot help himself. He's going to try and tell you like, oh, no, I didn't say those things about, you know, the Cleveland Browns and say, you know, I'm going to F them up. And then he's going to deny that and say, no, that's not exactly how this stuff works. And, you know, I don't pull any of that stuff and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The guy can't help himself. So he teased something that was going to be dropping this weekend. All right, this past weekend, he teased something. He showed like a little image. It was like him with a bandana on, and he thought to yourself, God, what is he teasing? All of a sudden, it turns out that Baker Mayfield has got a brand new officially licensed T-shirt. And one of the T-shirts says, quote, off the leash with a dog collar on the leash. In reference to the Cleveland Browns and the dog pound and the dog collars and all that. And that is Baker Mayfield's approach as week one of the NFL season is underway coming up here in the next few days. So he's got these officially licensed shirts. He's off the leash. I think it's entertaining as hell. I love that Baker Mayfield has taken this approach. I love when Baker Mayfield's a red ass. I always think he responds well in that situation. If you go through his entire career, go back to college, you know, when he had to leave one school and go to the next, he played well, won a Heisman Trophy. When he felt like he was being, somebody wasn't shaking his hand or they were showing him disrespect when he was playing Kansas, went out there, played his ass off and let it be known. When he goes to the NFL and he feels like, you know, people are going to be doubting him, he gets to the NFL. If he's put in a bad spot, he usually always bounces back. So I love this about Baker Mayfield, but the dude can't help himself. He can't. And so when he says, oh, I never said those things about I'm going to F up the Cleveland Browns. You probably did, man. You probably did. And it's okay. Like, some people don't like that type of Baker Mayfield. I happen to like it. He's better when he's got a red ass, right? Like, you know, let's not forget, for no reason whatsoever, he ran from cops. For no reason. J- just decided, hey, you know, I feel like I'm being questioned here. You know, I've got a pizza stain on my shirt because I've got an entire large pizza. I've been out boozing and bending the elbow a little bit, and a cop approaches me, and next thing you know, I just run from the cops. Why? No clue. No good reason. Then gets tackled by cops in Arkansas. Have no reason, no understanding why, no clue why it happened. That's Baker Mayfield. Guy can't help himself sometimes. Like, he actually reminds me of everybody's got a dude in their group. Every group of friends has this guy. No matter where you go, he always gets in an altercation. No matter what. And you always have to sort of watch out for him. And he's one of those guys who, well, he's giving me a look. Everybody's giving you a look, man. Everybody's looking at you the wrong way. Every time we go out, there's always somebody in the group who can't help themselves. They get into an altercation every time. You're listening to this right now. You're thinking of that person you hang out with. You might even be that person. It's not that you end up in bad situations all the time. You are the bad situation. There's always a problem. You go to a bar, you're standing in line to get a drink, guy bumps your elbow, next thing you know, they're nose to nose, and there's some shoving, and all of a sudden, y'all get kicked out. Hey, why, what's happening here? Why are we being kicked out? Oh, Baker again. Oh, okay. I mean, dude, every time we go out, there's a problem. Go to a house party. You know, go to get a something out of the fridge. Next thing you know, somebody bumps into you, start giving them a dirty look. Now you got to leave the house party. If there's always a guy who, for whatever reason, has to get into some sort of an issue, some sort of an altercation, they're just ready to go to moment's notice. And you love them, but it's like, Ben, really? Doing this again? Baker Mayfield strikes me as that guy. Not in the literal sense, but as somebody who cannot help themselves. Like, he's looking around. He sees what's happening. He knows the Browns are coming up. It's week one. He's going to be motivated. He's trying to tell everybody and say all the nice things and all the right things. And there's not going to be any issues whatsoever. And this is only about football. And it's the Panthers versus the Browns and yada, yada, yada. And then as the game approaches, right after he just got done telling you, I didn't say that I'm going to F up the Cleveland Browns. He just got done telling us that a few days ago. He teases and then launches officially licensed t-shirts with a reference to off the leash now that he's no longer a member of the Cleveland Browns. Dude can't help himself. And it's great. That's how it should be. So I hope we get to week one. I hope he plays well against the Browns. I've said this before. Right? I called my shot on this. I promise you this is going to happen. If Baker Mayfield throws a touchdown or scores a touchdown, there will be a celebration in which he runs up to the guy who catches the touchdown and pretends to give him a massage. I'm telling you. And I'm not saying that to be funny. I absolutely 100% believe that that's going to happen. All right. If that's a prop bet on DraftKings, I will hammer that prop bet. You'll probably even get it at plus money. I would hammer that prop bet because he's going to walk up to somebody and pretend like he's giving him a shoulder rub. And why do you think he's doing that? Why would he be doing that? Can't imagine why he would hold any sort of grudge or make any sort of... Why would Baker Mayfield be doing that? Because that's who he is. And right or wrong, this is just who the guy is. And so when Myles Garrett responds to the initial comment of Baker Mayfield saying he's going to F him up, Myles Garrett even said, yeah, that's Baker. That's what we expect. That's just who the dude is. we kind of all know this. The part I don't get is, why does he try and deny it? Like, just roll with it. You play well like this. This is when Baker Mayfield's at his best. So this is going to be a lot of fun to watch now. Baker Mayfield's got t-shirts. He's now denying things that he said about the Cleveland Browns, but everybody gets it. And as we talked about last week, if there were ever a time in which if you were a Baker Mayfield detractor, if you were one of those people who didn't like his attitude and doesn't like his personality and think he's too cocky and thinks he runs his mouth too much and don't, if you don't like any of that stuff, this is the one time where everybody would understand why Baker Mayfield is doing the things that he's doing. And everybody would resounding with a nod of the head and approval say, we get it, dude. You got screwed. The Browns left you hung out to dry. We get it. You got screwed. Totally understandable. Makes all the sense in the world. So we get to pay attention to that. And it adds another storyline and another layer to the Browns and Panthers coming up in week one.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. Make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Shout out to, there was a lot of people knocking the number of people that were at the UCLA game over the weekend against Bowling Green. Because, you know, it was pretty sparse. You know, a lot of I was just curious if maybe they were getting a head start on Halloween and everybody was trying out their empty seat costumes. I thought maybe that could have been a possibility. That's why there was nobody there. You know, maybe the fact that it was Bowling Green and it was UCLA and it was early in the season. Oh, no, it might have been the fact that it was like 100-plus degrees and nobody wants to sweat their balls off at a UCLA game. No offense to the Rose Bowl. It's a fine place. Nobody wants to sweat themselves to death watching UCLA play Bowling Green. And so they were talking about the number of people that bought tickets. Now, there was 27,000, which is a record low for UCLA, like 27,000 plus. But if you watch the game or look at any of the highlights on social media, there was nowhere close to 27,000 people. I'm shocked they had as many people as they did at the game. It was like 90% empty. I can't believe it wasn't 95% empty. Nobody, like, who wants to sit in that weather and watch UCLA Bowling Green? Well, they're not real fans. No, they're just not fans that don't want to have body parts stick to a seat when they try and get up and use the restroom. That's what they don't want, right? Like, and for anybody that's listening right now that is waking up and listening on The Blowtorch, AM 570 LA Sports, you know what I'm talking about. Anybody in Southern California, you know what this weekend's been like. All right, you know what this Labor Day is going to be like. Everybody listening to this right now at one point or another smelled themselves and said, oof, need a couple more strokes of deodorant. Like, finding somebody in Southern California this weekend who didn't have at least one bout of BO during the course of the weekend at one point in time is like finding somebody who knows how to fly. Like, it is a rare person that didn't have to deal with some of those body issues over the weekend. So the fact that UCLA drew 27,000 people, USC's numbers weren't great. I mean, come on, man. Listen, you know, people got stuff to do. Holiday weekend, and they don't want to sit and completely melt at a stadium. You know, it's just like, there's going to be time. For those of you listening across the country who are like, oh, those are first world problems. You guys are talking about the heat. Hey, we can play this game. When it gets 13 below, I don't want to see any of you guys leaving the stadium. No, no, no. You got to wear it. This is the environment you grew up in. All right, so you got to wear what you got. Seven layers, frostbite, a Busch Light sticking to your lips, and trying to dig yourself out of snow to get home and get back in time so you can make it to work the next day. All right, we're going to play this game. Let's play this game. But listen, 27,000 people, God bless. Have fun with that. I'm not sitting in that heat to watch UCLA play. I'm sorry. And I love Chip Kelly. Great for UCLA. They'll be in the Big Ten soon. Awesome. Good for them. Go do what you got to do. But come on. Yeah, not interested. We're going to go ahead and pass on all that. Jonas Knox here, Fox Sports Radio. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on FSR. And you can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. And get me on Twitter at TheJonasKnox. All right. I don't want to be negative. That's a lie. I do. I just simply think that it's important to point this out. It's game week in the NFL. We got the season opener coming up. We got Bills. We got Rams at SoFi. All right. Like, you know, people are gearing up for it. Ready to, you know, they've started to set aside their fantasy teams. People already have their lineups in. You know, people are figuring out where they're going to watch the game. Plus, you got, you know, Sunday's games are going to roll around. Guys have already bid farewell to their families because they're not going to see them for the next 3-4 months. You got, you know, churches. If you go to church on a Sunday, if you are looking to sit in that one spot that's always taken up, don't worry about it. It'll be wide open next Sunday because every guy has one or two options. Either A, not going to church, or B, going to go to the early mass because I'm not missing kickoff. All right? That's the move. So it's here. Football is here. It's game week. Everybody is excited and fired up for it. And then the reality is going to sit in. Oh, my favorite team is awful. Like, it's like the countdown to your final moments of hope. To where everybody right now thinks they've got an opportunity to really be a good football team. hey, you know what? This could be our year. I know a lot of people are down on us, and we got a lot of changes. We got some injury issues, but I'm telling you, this really could be our year. And we're like 3 days, 4 days, 5 days away from them getting closer and closer to kickoff. And then all of a sudden, partway through the first quarter of the game, they go, oh, we're bad. This is not going to be fun. It's why if you've ever been to, or if you ever worked at a sports bar, or you ever been to a place that shows games, you notice how the numbers start to dwindle down later in the year, right? You notice how all of a sudden, like, man, everybody's there. You got fans from different teams. You got one guy in a Bills jersey, another guy in a Bucks jersey. You got a Jaguars fan there. You got a Browns fan sitting around. He's got an old number four on, getting really, really excited. Everyone's like, oh, man, that's a great Deshaun Watson jersey. He goes, no, it's Phil Dawson. Just look at the back. I'll put some duct tape on it, make it work later. I don't want to pay the other $80 to buy a Deshaun Watson jersey, because who the hell knows what's going to happen in his career. Like, yeah, fan bases from all around sitting at a sports bar, especially week one and week two of the NFL season, it is the best. And then all of a sudden, week seven or eight rolls around. Not as many people. So what do you think it is? Is it the food? No, the food's been the same at that place every week. What are you talking about? Been going there for years. Is it the drink specials? No, those drink specials still apply. It's not like those are just September specials. Like, hey, come watch the game in the month of September, and it's $2 pints until the final game on Sunday night. No. Those specials run all through the season. Is it the TVs? Right? Did the TVs change? No. Everybody gets dialed in. Everybody, listen, Labor Day, right before the start of football season, that's when TVs are flying off the shelf. Ask Lee Delap. He just paid $7,000 for a TV, all right? Like, this is the time when you're purchasing this stuff and you've got games coming up. You got to, like, so what is it? It's not the food. It's not the beer. It's not the availability. It's not the TVs. It's not the venue. It's still a Sunday. Why are these numbers diminishing as the season goes along? Oh, it's because those are the team fans of teams who all of a sudden realize, oh, we're the armpit fart of our league. In our division, we're terrible. Thank God for fantasy football and gambling. That's going to save a lot of people some heartache. Because if you play fantasy football, you come to terms with the fact at some point during the year, oh, my team stinks. Well, at least I got fantasy football. And God forbid that stinks too. If your fantasy football team is brutal and your favorite NFL team is brutal, I mean, that's like, that's the coup de grace. I mean, you could say bye-bye to any sort of happiness you're going to experience over the next till the end of the year. It's over. I mean, it is over. That is a rough way to go. That's like, you know, crap in your pants and then finding out when you run inside to go change drawers that your dog died. It's like, oh my God. What am I supposed to do? Like, so listen, there's going to be some people out there, and I'm not trying to be super negative here on a Labor Day. All right, that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm simply trying to set the expectations that majority of you, like, there's percentages here. It's a numbers game. All right, the NFL season's coming up. You got one person and one fan base who's going to be really happy. Now, you're going to have several other teams that are going to be pleased. All right. You're going to have one that's disappointed, but they're going to look back on it and be really happy about it. And that's the team that loses the Super Bowl. You're going to have other teams and fan bases that are going to be pleased. Those are your playoff teams. And then you're going to have some fans who are like, hey, not our year, but love the growth, love the direction of the team. We're really happy about what's going forward. And then you're going to have that other group that goes, we're terrible. That's where we are. We fall in that group. We are a bad football team. That's just what it is. And the best part is, you don't think like that right now. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to tell you exactly how this is going to play out. All right? I don't think I'm giving away any secrets. All right? I'm not trying to diagnose. I'm just letting you know, setting you up for the right expectations. The chances are your team is going to be awful. Right? That is all. And again, not trying to be negative. not trying to cause you to not watch the NFL. You need a place to vent. I would encourage you to listen to Fox Sports Radio because we could have some fun with it. I mean, look, the Jaguars were terrible last year. We had a great time. If we weren't talking about the swimming pool in the top deck, somebody bringing a snorkel to a game because they don't actually watch the games. Remember the clown out they had? They had people dressed up as clowns in the final week of the season, and it worked because Carson Wentz fell apart and the Colts missed the playoffs. This is the place to be. So if you are a fan of a bad football team, and chances are you are, this is the place to vent. So we're happy to have you along for the ride. And I'm not, again, no negativity here, just right expectations. That's all we're trying to do here as we take you up through the NFL season. So happy to have you along with us here. And your bad football team kicks off this weekend. So it's a pleasure to have you on with us.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.